I think your hair looks really pretty like that.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, are we podcasting?
I think
so. Am I in
so.
Horizontal stripes? Shocker.
I want to know what you were saying.
Okay.
You were saying
first of all, this is the hashtag I Mom So Hard podcast.
You can listen to us wherever you get podcasts. Tell your friends, rate, review, subscribe, and watch us on YouTube. You don't have to watch us on YouTube. Actually, tonight, this episode.
I would probably say just listen. And just listen and make me more attractive.
Yeah. Visualize someone sexy.
Yeah. I'm 100% have makeup only on my left eye. I know that's where I'm at right now. And that's okay. Because I think you guys love me anyway. And we have a 97% female audience.
I have 100% all of my makeup.
She looks great.
Just this one blemish that I've had for like 4 weeks.
You have had it a long time. Do you need to go get it looked at?
No, because then I would have need to looked at 1,000 other blemishes.
I mean, just because you've been talking, I never see it because you always cover everything perfectly, but you've been talking about this one on your side of your face.
It's just the first one I've kind of had in like 3 or 4 months because I thought I had my skincare down. Can I throw a skincare line under the bus?
Always. Always.
Because when I worked in skincare—
anything under the bus is my favorite.
I always heard MAC is not great for your skin.
Is that what did it?
Do you remember when we were in the airport?
You bought that foundation.
I bought it and I said, I need something that's really good on my skin. And I didn't feel like she thought about
it. We were in an airport.
But still, she worked for MAC. It was a MAC store in the airport. And she goes, this is really good for your skin. And I was like, you didn't think about that one bit. That's the only like foundation they had. And I used it 2 nights in a row. And then
you really.
My skin is different though. It's like if it is not anti-acne, it is pro-acne. Like, oh, I'm a very different kind of skin.
Meanwhile,
level,
I'm like using stuff from 6 years ago that's like crusting and dying in the bottom of my console of my car.
I've seen her pass out in a styrofoam container of Chinese food.
And then I wake up and my skin looks great.
So glowy. It's so
I do have one right
upsetting.
Here and I have one right here.
No, you don't. You don't have anything
anywhere. But that is as stressful as I've ever been.
Yeah. Mine is like comes out of my bones. Like, it's like.
I thought you were going to say out of your butt. I was like, well, I do have that.
I'm sure I do. I'm sure. I got acne on my shins and in my nose when I was postpartum.
Those are terrible. When you get those ones that I always call them blind zits, like when you get like under the skin and you're like, feels
like
a freaking.
Where did that come from? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I know.
When you feel like you've got a boil on your face, you're like, what? And
that's all mine are. That's all mine are.
Oh, that's so painful.
It is. No, they literally hurt. They hurt. And that's why it's like, ugh. God, it's too much. Yeah,
everybody needs to put more light on this face. Everything's like,
bleh. You guys, this is where we're at.
We're
wrapping up 2023.
Wrapping
this
up
is where we're at.
2023.
Okay, and Kristen's going to tell me an emotional story.
No, I'm not.
What
I was going to say is the thing that I've learned, and I guess if we're unpacking the year, is like, and I try, based on my marriage counselor's advice, I try to give myself grace because I know that my brain is different. I know that I'm diagnosed ADD, ADHD, if you're in this generation, whatever. And because of that, like, there are some things with the way I process stimulus that are just different. So I think what that means is sometimes I can feel like I'm like high strung. It's, you know, that's the stereotype and it's kind of true. And you're like, I feel like I'm kind of like vibrating sometimes. And I've noticed.
High strung, you mean like you need to do or say a thing about it or what is?
Yeah, just kind of like. Like I can't like the like feeling like I'm like sort of like an orb like I'm literally like I need to get to this, I need to do this, I'm overwhelmed, and I'm like emanating that from my body, which makes everyone around you feel the same. You don't, you know, it's not like there are people that I can be around that make me feel calm. I think you make me feel calm, but if I am high strung and in one of those moments, I sort of feel like I invite frenetic energy in and back. So like a good example is like with my son who's in middle school, and that's a really hard time. I think I lack patience at times, not just because he's irritating and middle school is a cesspool, but because I'm sort of geared to be high strung and reactive. And I've just learned that this year, like, if I can just have a little bit of wherewithal and sort of try to like you can't manage it because that's like almost like saying I'm in control of this thing that my brain is. But
can I say that it's like rather than you like blaming yourself and trying to control it, can you see that you have a gift that sets an energy? Like that you can, you are in control of like a moment that sets an energy? Because I do know this about myself. If I wake up in the morning and I'm unhappy, fuck everybody. Everybody's going to be unhappy. So like I think it's, you know, with the power comes the responsibility that you are going to set the tone. And like you can calm people down. You have that ability to like go, you do that to me where you're like, I know that this feels bad, but and like here's
if we are in the middle of a St. Patrick's Day parade and there's a band and it's playing and I'm talking to you because that's the most calming place that I could find on planet Earth. So in that moment, I'm so soothed.
Yeah.
And I am calming. If there is a literal like emergency happening, I am the calmest person you've ever met.
She talks me into putting a vodka enema in my butthole. Because that's how calm and controlling she is.
Not a vodka enema, dummy. A water enema.
Oh, to hydrate me more. That's right. Because I've had so many shots
through
my mouth. Although
if I did do a vodka enema to your butt, you would be so drunk so fast.
I'd be so dead
and
so fast.
And then I'd have to,
you know,
then I'd have to deal with talking about my feelings for like 2 hours and it'd be my fault.
I honestly don't think we've had a night of just like shots.
You won't do them.
I won't do them. No, because... Okay, listen, so I don't have the legal
I feel like I'm being put on to a situation where you're like, oh, we've never had a night like this. I'm like, I will.
I know, you can handle it a lot more. You're like,
no,
you
I
can
barf
have martinis.
So fast.
You can have martinis or shots
martinis
with a little bit of olive juice in them, okay? I can't
favorite
do that. You're this is you guys.
I'm gonna have a martini tomorrow.
Well, we're wrapping up 2023.
We sure are.
Welcome to our end of the year wrap up. This is not only going to be comprehensive and professional, it's also going to be a shit show. Only one of those is correct. So I made this list of things that I thought like really stood out in my head.
Okay, good. Because I'll know where I'm at in my life based on where you were at in your life.
Well, no, I know. I really did. Kristen was like, I don't know what happened this year. Can I look at my photos? And I was like, what a genius idea.
Is that what I need to do?
Nothing like chronicles. I don't know, because honestly, like things happened so much faster this year. When I went through my photos, I was like, oh, we're in March already? Like that, like the year went by really fast.
Open photos.
Okay.
Shut up, Casey. I can't find the icon. Shut up. God. Why wouldn't you use the voice command if you can use it? She's over here dying.
I don't know.
I can't find the freaking thing that says the photos are on there.
I just want you to know that we're in an airport, and she's like, open the Delta app. Open the Delta app. Open the Delta app. And I'm like, you could have just fucking typed it, Kristen. You could have just
found
it.
I don't know how. Okay, I don't want to be on one of these things. I don't want to be on one of these things.
But there are
you know
people
what I
like
do? I want to call you from my landline.
Away going, give me your phone. I'll find your boarding pass. It's hilarious. It's so hilarious. She's talking to that phone for everything. What time zone is Minneapolis? What time zone is Minneapolis? Fuck. Jen, what time is it? She's laughing because she knows.
You think the things you do don't go nowhere.
Set an alarm for this conversation to be over with. 30 minutes. Set an alarm for me to be done talking to Jen in 30 minutes. I see it. I see what happens.
Oh, my God. I have so many problems. I'm doing my
best. I'm telling you their strengths, their powers, Kristen. You just got to look at them
from the right
direction.
I'm fucking done with, like, I fucking hate text messaging and emails. And, like, I want us to go analog. You know who's going to be fine? Amish. I've decided maybe that is.
No, they're not. They don't use zippers, Kristen. I just found that out today.
What do you need a zipper for when you got a button? Well, who cares?
What if you don't have thumbs? What are you going to do then?
Jen, I'm just saying the Amish community, if something went down, they'd be fine. All things are normal for them. But we'd be like, how do I get on TikTok? Like, I don't want the phones anymore, you guys. I like typewriters. I like.
Open the typewriter app. Typewriter app. Take a dictation.
I think I'm being so quiet on the plane. Oh, she's behind me. She's behind me. And I'm like, I don't want to get, guys, I don't want
to. People are in the United line going, fucking open the Delta app. God, why? Just give her a boarding pass. And then she gets up there and she goes, I need you to print it too. And I'm like, thank God for that. And then we get up to go on the plane and she goes, do you have my boarding pass? Open the Delta app.
And I have been on a plane how many times and I can't
this
figure out
like
ever
100.
Where my seat is. I'm always sitting in the wrong seat. I can't get it right.
She went up to this guy. She's like on what? She was on 4D. She goes up to a guy in 1A. And she's like, hey, man, is it me? And they, no. Like, count back. Four. And at least it's not the first seat. It's going to be in there somewhere. It's why we love you.
I can't. You guys, how red is my face right now?
It's why we love you. It's your charm, Kristen, honestly.
I'm a disaster. Nothing's going well. Everything's fine. Who cares?
No.
Feelings.
I go to check in and I'm like, are you the lady that gives us wine?
Yeah.
They're like, no, I'm TSA. Okay. I'm here to pat you down. So
I get so nervous when I get on a plane because I'm like, I don't like to read on a plane. I want to be entertained. I want to watch some shitty TV show. And this last time my screen didn't work. None of my things could get charged. So then I was like, how do I get an Uber after the flight? Like I couldn't charge my phone.
Why didn't you take my charger?
Because the plug didn't work. The plug.
My plug worked.
I hate everybody.
My asshole seatmate.
He was an asshole.
He was. I don't know what the heck.
Guy was really awesome and inspiring.
I am the only asshole in a two-seat combo. If you out-asshole me, that's
yeah, and you know what? He had nothing to say, which is a weird thing to know that he was an asshole, but I could have told you. I was like,
he literally didn't make a sound in my direction. And I was like excuse me, can I sneak in there? I got to go to the bathroom. So then, and I said to him the first time I went out, I was like, sorry, that's the last time I'm going to bug you. I'm going to go to sleep. And then I was like, fuck you. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm going to drink like 18 Coke Zeros.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be up and down.
I'm going to pee down all the time. Up and down.
And I'm going to fart openly.
Yeah. Well, and look, I'm just talking to my phone. So then the guy next to me, I overshot my seat and I told the guy he was in the wrong seat. And then he was like, no, I'm not. And I'm like, you're right. And then Jen's like, you're here. And I'm like, okay. So then I was kind of like trying to get into my
seat.
She's
like, I'm on your lap, sir. I don't know how this happened.
He wasn't paying attention to me. He was on his phone playing a game. And so I never do this, but I literally touched him. And I go, hey, I need to get in here. He goes, oh, I'm sorry. So then I sit next to him.
She touched his dong.
No, I didn't. You're going to be so sad you just said that because there's a moral to the story.
Oh, no.
So I sit next to him.
He didn't have a dong.
God, you're so mean. I'm gonna say this. So I go, I sit down, and I notice him, and he's like really looking close at his phone.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like,
he's blind.
I thought he was gonna hurt his eyes. And then he got his laptop out, and the print was so big. And I was like, well, that's smart. Then you can see it. I don't have to ask Delta to fucking up my app. I just make my. But then I was like, it never occurred to me still. And then he got up and he had a cane that he undid. So this bro flew on a flight, found his seat, seemed peaceful and nice and happy, and he was blind.
He opened the Delta app and didn't force anyone out.
And did not use the voice command.
I think I'm
just doing it right. It's meant to have that function.
It is. That's what I mean. I don't even have Siri on my phone.
She just barfed her pants when I was like, open photos. I can't find the square. I don't know where it went.
What square?
The square that you press when the pictures appear.
Oh, put your readers on.
I'm gonna get Polaroids. I'm gonna bring up photo album.
Kristen scared me to death because she was like, one of the things that's happening next year is that you're. Everyone, but you have to select sharing.
Give it to me.
The fuck off.
I will. Give it to me right now. I learned how to do it for you.
So let me just tell you, Kristen.
Okay, so this is interesting. I don't think you have had.
I didn't do that.
I don't think you've done the update.
I don't do the update, but okay. Let me know just in case you do. Okay, okay. So she was like, so eventually when you do the update.
If I hold my phone next to your phone.
It will share.
We can share contacts and photos. And okay. I know that Jen likes to send photos.
Dirty photos.
To her husband. My husband only wishes. I'm like, is this mole weird? But if you, it's like share your devices or share whatever it's called.
Yep.
And so you have to go in and there's a million TikTok videos that tell you how to do it. Basically, you have to go into your general settings, go into your general settings, and then you have to go into where it does AirDrop. But if you have the, update, it will show a toggle like the green where you turn on your Wi-Fi, turn it on and off, and it'll say like, connect our devices or share devices or friends with phones or some shit like that. Turn it off.
Yep.
And use your voice.
Turn off photo sharing. Turn off photo sharing.
I don't like that. What would you do in your life if I was not available for you to make fun of? Your life, you would be
Kristen,
like,
I'm not making fun of you.
You would be TNT. You would literally explode. You would have to put it somewhere.
For sure. 100%.
And I don't think Britt could handle it at the capacity.
No, he doesn't laugh the way that you do, but like he.
I want to snot on myself. Okay.
You're
in wrap up. And
but also, I'm not laughing at it. Strictly because I'm making fun of it. I'm laughing at it because you have the balls to not care, which is really nice. Which I think
it's a lack of self-awareness.
Whatever it is. God, I think it's great. I say, oops, sorry that I'm existing in this space.
I'm like, move, I'm in here on my seat.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to talk about year end wrap up? I did find out something very interesting. Well, are we getting into it? Are we getting into it?
Yeah, so this is our year end wrap up episode. Ba, 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 ba.
Okay.
Enter music here. Okay.
Don't forget, you have a great hot flash or hot flash.
Oh, I won't forget.
Don't
I won't forget.
Forget.
I won't forget.
Don't forget because that's super funny and it made my day.
I want you to see how much of this wine I've drank and I want you to know that I feel like I've done keg stands.
It's a quarter of the bottle.
I know.
Big baby. I've had half a glass of wine and I'm like, let's get jiggy with it.
I know. Okay.
Open wine.
So 2023. I do want to say, just as maybe a general for everybody, I haven't heard anybody say, this has been a banner year.
Nope.
I've heard it's been like tough emotionally, financially, stressful
tough.
Kind of for everybody. It's been that kind of year.
Hopeful for 2024. A lot of hope for 2024.
Always. But you know what? I'm no fool.
I'm hopeful. I'm always hopeful, but 2023 was a tough year.
I don't think it has anything to do with like calendar years per se.
What are you going off of?
I don't know.
Freaking lunar eclipse or something?
Good question. I don't know. Listen, I can't be bound by your white men's
my God.
Version of time. All right.
I'm on a real regular calendar. I know because it's on my Google and I open it from my phone and I can see what I got to do.
Okay. So this isn't exactly a year. It's a little over a year. But when I like thought of like what my year had encompassed, this is a really funny thing that I first thought of.
What?
Our dog Pearl. She's a year old. We've got
this. Talk about that day?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay.
This is how Jen Smedley does shit in her life.
Yeah.
We were on the Kelly Clarkson show. And
oh yeah.
If memory serves.
It was the Halloween show.
It was the Halloween show.
Yeah.
Let me tell you the story about that really quick because there's more to it.
So this is maybe a little 2022 wrap up, but still,
it's is it?
Part of what kind?
It was right at the beginning.
It was right before.
Okay,
yeah.
So because somehow I managed to not get COVID through an entire tour throughout this country, with some cities, no offense, that were like, "What's COVID?"
And we were in the same places.
We were in the same places,
and we went to Costa Rica together. And she got COVID
in
Costa Rica. Kristen did not.
I did not. And then we get back, and I go to a soccer game, and then I'm like, guess what? I got full-blown COVID, and it kicked my ass. Like, I was as sick.
But it wasn't a soccer game. It was like a football game.
Football. It was like Angel City FC, okay?
Oh, so ladies.
It was me and a lot of lesbians rooting on the.
You think she didn't kiss everybody there?
I got it for a reason, okay? I have a girlfriend. Yes. And so anyway, Finn was like, Mom, I think there's a lot of lesbians at this game. I was like, you have no idea, buddy. And I've never felt happier wearing all denim. So I got
Canadian
the old
lesbians are too much. Yeah.
I got the old cove. And then we had to cancel our first show in the history of our Mom's Award.
Yeah.
Because
it's a big deal.
So I got it, and then we were asked to be on the Kelly Clarkson show weeks in advance, weeks out.
Yeah.
And I just was like, it's such a big deal for us, for two people like us who hustle and like every ticket you guys buy.
Kelly's magical.
She really has helped us. She's been so kind to us. Like,
it's such a gift to get to be on there and like.
Yeah, man, we're not celebrities. So like to be on there and be with her, and she's so cool. And like we always feel like it's such a gift. So
and she always makes it feel like we're going to hang out. Maybe she'll be on the podcast. Maybe not. We're going to ask her. She could say no.
I think she's going to say yes. I think if she actually gets the message, she'll say yes.
I think she
would. She seems really happy.
She said she was going to come over for wine night.
I actually thought there was a chance that we were going to sit in your driveway and drink wine, and I had to
calm
myself.
That's how Texas that girl is. I know, but she's in New York. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
Anyway, we got invited to do a Kelly Clarkson show. Not just any Kelly Clarkson show. We got to be on the Halloween.
Yeah.
And they had a costume idea for us, the twins from The Shining.
I still wear the shoes. Yeah.
Which is hilarious because Jen is so short. And so the two of us together, it was hilarious. So long story short, I got COVID, and then we knew it was weeks away, and I did not want to miss it. And so I kept testing and testing and texting. I took Paxlovid, so I was testing positive, positive, positive. Finally, literally 24 hours before we get to Kelly, I feel great, but I'm still testing positive. And then when we got to
she
the Kelly Clarkson show.
She had a faint line the day before.
Faint line. But then they do the like, I mean, listen, you're going to be on the Kelly Clarkson show. They're going to do the rectal test.
Yeah.
I was like, is this how we normally do COVID, you guys?
That's how I prefer to do
it. I don't mind. I'm just saying, like, does there have to be all these people?
Yeah.
So they gave me the rectal test and then the nostril test and then, you know, everybody, whatever. I tested negative and we got to be on the show. And I remember being so grateful. And then we were off to the races. Like, all I needed was, like, just that test to say, you're okay.
Yeah.
And so then we went.
Because it was going to be a heartbreak. Because she was like, I'm fine. Like, I'm fine.
No,
I
said, you're going to go on. We're going to figure it out. We're going to come on. You're going to go on the show by yourself.
So I made
you take
a Kristen puppet.
Yeah. And she was like, Siri, find Kristen. So then she FaceTimed with me. Just kidding. We had a plan. So then we were sitting in the makeup chair. I remember being so relieved. And Jen, this is God's honest truth. She goes like this. I just bought a Labrador.
Yeah.
I go, you have three dogs.
One
two
doesn't
of
count,
them.
And two are siblings, so they count as one.
What in the hell are you saying one doesn't count? How dare you? How dare you?
He's very old.
He's 17. We all thought there was a time when he was going to cross the bridge, and then he didn't. And so now you have four.
That dog has signed a deal with the devil, and he will be 48.
Yeah, he's gonna be a parrot. He's gonna outlive all of us. So she has three dogs already, and she so quickly, as though she was buying shoes, got a Labrador Retriever. I should say, got a Labrador Retriever.
No, that's fine.
No, she bought it.
You can say that because I have
three rescues.
I have had six rescue dogs and have rescued 13 other dogs that didn't even live with me. One of them was like a big litter before we got this lab because we wanted a big dog and we wanted it predictable. So that we bought it from a breeder who was like, I have one dog left. My wife is pregnant. How much money will you give me for this dog?
And she just bought the dog as though we were sitting there and she bought
a dog. I love a good
dog.
Deal. I love a yellow lab.
No thought.
I just, yeah. No.
Literally zero.
And she's my soulmate.
And she's awesome.
She's awesome.
She's a potato.
But she's a giant.
She's big.
Potato, peeled potato. She's a sourdough lab. And her name is Pearl. And the last year has been spent getting to know and love this dog.
What a weird way to – that sounds like you're talking about a stepkid.
Honestly, it is because she's such a – she's big. She's a big she's part like, of our life.
We gotta get
physically.
To know each other because, you know.
She's like 120 pounds.
She's big.
And she's.
She would not go back in the room during Thanksgiving. And that dog was like,
Kristen was
I'm gonna
laying on the
ragdoll
ground.
You. And I'm not small. I was like, Pearl, she was, get in the room. And Pearl was like, fuck off. And I was
like,
I'm
hell
going to,
no, there's food out here.
I looked like I was like in the wind on her back. I was like, oh.
Pearl does not play. But she was like this naughty little baby puppy. And I go through and I look at pictures of her.
She's so cute.
And she was like a sixth of the size that she is now. And like we spent the year like getting to know and like training this dog. And she is my soulmate, you guys. I feel bad. I love her so, so much. But this year has been like.
The other dogs are literally looking through the window going.
What about us?
What about us? Well, no. Only two of them are going, what about us? The other one's like.
I can't see and I can't hear. Anything. And I'm only here to destroy and kill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, no matter how old
I am.
One
can't hear, one can't understand, and the one's just really nervous.
Yeah. Actually, the old one has stepped up his game now that the young one's really like showing up. He's like, whoa. I see what's happening here. I'm getting
edged
out.
I think you guys are like opening a door for me to take a journey and I'm not ready.
Yeah. No, just like sometimes you have a favorite kid. Sometimes you have a favorite dog. And I'll tell you what, right now, Pearl learned potty training really fast. I get those Labradoodles still can't figure it out.
I know.
My God, it's sad. And they're rescue Labradoodles. We think they're part of
it. It's Jen's fault that I have one of them.
They're like part Chihuahua, part Labradoodle.
There ain't nothing about them that's a Labradoodle.
No.
That's how that rescue got us.
No.
They sedated them and they're like, aren't they cute? And you're like, oh, they're really quiet. And then that shit wore off. And I was like, are you on coke?
Yeah, they're from like a backyard breeder in the 909. Those guys. No.
But
they're
she's
not
mine.
Purebred.
Daisy's
but she was,
mine.
Like I look back though and I'm like, that was a big part of my year. And that actually is, that's really special.
Yeah, that's good.
Don't
it's positive.
Think, like
yes.
To have a puppy. Okay, and this applies to both of us. This is another
oh God,
part of
I'm just gonna go off yours. I don't know. Shut up.
Well,
hold
I don't
on
think
a second.
You can,
hold on.
This is important.
I don't want your shit right now.
Here.
Don't
open
do
notes.
It. Don't. No, no.
Open
Jen.
Notes.
God damn it.
Kristen, no, this is why. Also, this has been
open
the year.
Photos.
You see that? Feel like
I can't find
Casey
the button.
Is laughing so hard because she knows
I hate everybody. I don't know why everybody just can't be nice to me. Go ahead. Yours.
This
great.
Is what I wrote down, Kristen. Reading. This is the year of reading glasses of all types, distance, readers, driving, all the things.
Can you say something that's going to make me happy?
Well, puppies didn't make you happy. I got
I
a lot of stuff
that
on here that's
going to
make
quick.
You happy. I got a lot of stuff on here. Okay. So,
shut up, Casey.
One of these is new news, too. I have an exciting thing
okay.
to tell you about one of the things on my list. But because both of us, for I don't know if it's hanging out too much, both of us went like one day, it was like in April, we were both like, I can't read anything without glasses anymore.
Yeah.
And then like 2 months later, we were like, I can't drive without
glasses. It happened so fast and at the exact same time.
So fast. It was like, I don't know what did it, but it really was at the exact same time where like Kristen.
Well, I remember I put your readers on and I was like, wait a minute.
I can see things.
I can see.
Yeah.
Well,
open readers.
Oh.
Wow.
You guys don't understand. All you need to do is try it and then you're going to get into it. You're going to try it and you're going to get into it, but you know, whatever. If you guys feel like being efficient is uncool and worth making fun of, go ahead. Casey, you don't even fucking get it. You don't even get it.
You will. You will. You will.
Mom, young. Everything's fine.
Yeah. Just all of a sudden it hits you. And so
and then
like,
you're
this
old
year,
and you're asking your phone to open. And you don't know how. And you're calling your kid to figure out how to work AI to make a poster.
And your kid comes up to show you something on the iPad. And you push their arm away several feet because you can't see it if you don't. Like if they put
hold
it right
it
up in your face.
Hold it still.
And back it up a little bit so I have room to focus a little bit. And you're ordering mass quantities of readers on Amazon. You're like,
so many.
I bought a set. I swear to God.
The ones you're wearing are literally $2. I'm telling you, because I
they
put
are.
Them on and I was like.
There's a five pack. You know what came in here? These ones, they're black framed. I
and
bought a green
none of the
frame,
others.
A red frame, a tortoise shell, and then black sunglass
you
readers.
You can't find them.
Because I've sat at the pool with readers and sunglasses on.
All the time.
As an adult human
being. Yeah, we're making fun of me.
Really badass.
And this one will have 14 glasses on. I just got to get better at making fun of her back.
Yeah, you're fine at it. You're fine.
I just take pictures. Yeah, it's fine. I'm going through my pictures right now. If I had a photo album, this would be way better.
Open photo album.
Don't. It's gonna close it. I think it's gonna hear you.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
Okay, go ahead. You're in review.
Okay, so here's... Okay, so I'm going to say these two things. Finn's TV show.
Yes.
And Brit's movie. So we're going to get into this next episode. But Finn's TV show, Extended Family.
Yep.
And Brit's movie, Paint. Those were big. Those are big for the year. Or a lot of our year.
Am I allowed to say? Eleanor's got something kind of cooking too, which is pretty big.
Eleanor does too. Here's a teaser for 2024. We can tease. Yeah.
Just keep an eye out, you guys, for Eleanor Sweeney. But also, might I just say, Newsies. Eleanor Sweeney in Newsies.
Killed it. Lame thing that I put on my list, like when I put up things that like really made me happy.
I'm still
year.
Trying to get into 23. Is that where we're at?
My kids doing the talent show really did make me happy this year. I took
it's
1 million
such a cool
photos
thing.
Because I was so proud of them because they're both not like, they're both a little shy.
Yeah.
Delilah likes to sing.
Yep.
For whatever reason, she thought she would do acrobatics in the talent show. I talked her out of it.
But she's limber.
She probably, I haven't paid for that kind of training though.
I appreciate the confidence.
Yeah, I do too. But, you know, do it at a party in college, but
hey.
Don't do it.
Fair.
I'm just saying. But she decided to sing. And then Dash sing. He plays piano great. But he was like, you know what I'm going to do? Rap.
And oh,
I was
God.
Like, okay. But they did these things. And neither one was a bit nervous about it. It was crazy.
That's
they just got up there and they did it. And I was so proud of them. For just like... seeing your kids okay in their skin, and it felt great.
I also think, like, public speaking, there's, like, a whole thing that people would...
God, it's...
And I mean, not to be
worse
grim.
Than heights.
They were like, I'd rather die than publicly
yes.
speak. I have a friend who will literally climb to the top of them. I saw her, Danelle, my friend, lifelong friend. We were so different because she is such a daredevil. I saw her. We broke into a pool. What's up? Couple of hot guys, and we're like, gonna go into the pool. And I was like, that's against the rules. I'm not doing that. And Danelle's like, I'm gonna go up to the third tower, like a
Ooh.
Tower that you do for the
oh,
Olympics.
That's high. Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
she dove off of it. But she would rather do that any day of the week than give a public speech on
yeah.
any. Like, and the, I don't think public speaking is easy. I wanna barf every time we go on stage. I'm like
yeah.
crapping, barfing, thinking I should have gone into dentistry. But we all know. I didn't have the smarts
yeah.
for that, but I, whenever kids, anybody does a public speech, I'm so proud of them, and I don't care. It does the end
yeah.
game is not the
yeah,
it's awesome.
It does it made me proud. Like
it's a weird survival skill that
and it's
feels
for,
deeply rooted inside of us. That goes that's a scary
it
thing.
It is because it's the fear of like doing wrong in that moment and being like ousted from the tribe or whatever.
Yeah.
So I felt like. Proud of them and also like maybe we've done a good thing where it's like they felt confident enough
yeah.
to do it and like secure enough to do it. Like that felt great. That was
I'm
a
such
high
a
point.
Fan of like sort of not over pushing but pushing our kids into doing things that feel a little bit uncomfortable because
yeah.
I think the reward on the end to know that they're you have to measure it as a parent. You have to be like, oh, you're going to we want to push you into giving a speech to be part of student council.
Yeah.
Do we care that you get it?
No.
We care that you give a speech and you care about your school and you care about your community and you give that speech. And at the end, you know that you didn't die because you didn't get it.
Yeah.
That makes you powerful. So like
yeah.
do this, you know, be it's okay for kids to feel. We use the word anxious a lot, and I think we should be using the word like excited
yes.
or having a physical reaction
Different
to something.
Different sides of the same coin.
Yeah, if you
yeah.
have
fluttery.
Flutter,
yeah.
that is not anxiety.
Yeah.
Flutter is your body's response to
Saying
doing
I'm
something.
Ready.
It's
ready.
Adrenaline.
Yep.
Like Jen says, when I get ready for a show, and boy, things happen to me. She's like, always
bet
on
the
dog
that
shits. That's me. I'm your dog.
Yeah.
What's up?
Because they're ready to go.
They're ready to go. Their adrenaline's going. I think it's really good that you had that they did it. You didn't discourage them. You weren't, you know, because you do worry about your kids getting up there and being like, oh God.
Yeah, because if they have a bad experience, you're like, what is the fallout of this? Yeah. What do we have to like?
Just let them. Just the fact they got up there is
good. Oh, yeah. Just good. For anybody, adults included, if you get up in front of a crowd and you do a thing, even if it's like karaoke on a Friday night, which I definitely recommend.
She's great at it.
When you get up there and you survive it and nothing bad happens.
You know, it's funny you're saying that.
It helps you.
I agree. And as you're saying that, when we were talking about doing like a year-end wrap-up.
This coming from somebody who's operating at such a high anxiety level.
Who, me?
Me.
You.
Me.
Yes, yeah. You. My anxiety pitches. Like I go from like having zero wherewithal to being like nervous about an app. Thank you. I think that this year-end wrap-up, I feel like we've had more women when we've been at our shows tell us like in sort of code, like, oh, I really want to try doing comedy or I really want to try doing stand-up. And you and I always say the same thing. Or like people come up and they go, well, we, you know, we're best friends and we think we're really funny. And we know that that means they're they're like, we want to do a video too. We're like, send it to us.
Yeah.
Send it to us.
Do it.
Get up and do it.
Do it.
There was a woman that we met a couple weeks ago and I was like, she's like, she was really funny, dry. And she's like, I go, I feel like you want to try stand-up. And she's like, yeah, you
know. Oh, I know who you're talking about.
I've been trying to figure it out. Go do it. Like, first of all, go watch the rest of them and see how shitty everybody is. And then you'll feel okay. But like, go be terrible and know that it didn't kill you. Like, if you have that in your gut right now, go do it.
Because like literally nothing happens.
Oh, well, I mean, besides nightmares, but that's different.
No. Like,
you're right. Nothing happens.
Like, only good things can happen. If you're like, I'm not expecting anything from this. I'm doing it because I want to like, look, nobody works out and is like, I'm going to come off with huge muscles like the next day.
Inaccurate. This is 100% the opposite of it. I literally think I'm going to go
work
out.
Open muscle app. Open muscles.
If it was that easy, everybody would be like, muscles.
No, but you do it a whole bunch and at the end of it, you're stronger.
Yeah. Once somebody told me, you know, because stand-up is such a tricky thing and you and I had this crazy, like fast trajectory that I don't think most people have to do, nor could we go really test material a lot. So we were doing these hours or hour and a half of brand new material. Like that is really hard. And I think because we have each other, but we also,
sure.
If it made you laugh, I knew it would make probably other people laugh. And if it made you laugh, I didn't really care. I was
exactly.
Like, that's what we get with being with each other. But it is terrifying to go out and do a joke and then it doesn't land. But your recovery can be just as equally funny to your bad joke.
Yeah.
Like if it was like, that one didn't work. They go, oh, I see you're human. So like if this has been something like you're listening and you're nervous or you kind of want to do it, go find an open mic.
That's your 2024. Go do it.
Give it. Because especially women and especially moms, they're just not up there. And we have a lot to say.
Yes.
We have a lot to say.
Oh, like it hasn't even close to been said.
No.
There's so many jokes are taking up all the space.
Right. It's also like our time and space is spent with our kids, but you can find one open mic. Like Casey's doing like 5,000 shows a week. That would kill me. But you can do one open mic. In fact, Jen and I did do a club for 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
And unlike what Jen just said, I could not have been more nervous. And there were 7 people in the audience. I'm equally nervous when there
ready.
Are she was 2,000 in the audience. I'm just, I don't know what I'm doing.
She was ready. And the fun,
I wasn't.
Like, I will tell you the truth about that night was that We got plenty of laughs.
Well, we were trying new material. That's why we were doing it.
Yeah, we're trying new material. But the highlight of the night was this guy backstage who goes, I'm from South Africa and my mom is like your biggest fan.
I know. And then we're like, we're in. And then this one kid was like, it's my first night doing stand-up. And this is what I meant to say. And then I got off track. Somebody said, you do 5 minutes to get one good joke. If you get one laugh, it's a win.
Yeah.
That's it. You want, even if it's when you say hello or when you say goodbye, if you get one laugh, it's a win. And you write down that joke and then you tell that joke again the next time you do it and you add one more joke and you just keep piling on the laughs, except if you're us. then you just go out and fucking throw it out there and hope for the best.
It's quantity. It's
quantity.
Not, yeah. Yeah. No, but okay.
I've got a big urine review, but you keep going with yours because
you do.
Well, I have two, I would say, that are my big ones.
Open notes. Hold on. Okay. All right.
You're going to do it one time and you're going to find out how convenient it is and you're going to stop dilly-dallying.
I don't have it hooked up.
What are you talking about?
Because I, listen, Kristen, you send a lot of random texts to people because you say something and then it goes. So, okay. So
I hate text messages.
2023 for me, the year of orthodontia. Can I say it? What'd I say?
Open orthodontia.
What'd I say?
I said orthodontia.
Delta open. Okay. Orthodontia, you guys. I don't know what, how to fuck to say, but I know how to write the check. I'll tell you that.
Don't we write the check? Jeez.
We have lost or broken three retainers this year. We are buying that guy's kids' college.
I believe between the two of us, we have paid for his very nice Tesla and probably a cabin at Arrowhead.
And I'll tell you right now, my kids' teeth, not that fun to look at.
My They're teeth aren't that, that fun to look at. I am on my eighth trays of Invisalign.
She has tried Invisalign and so many times.
Yeah, first of all, this dentist has been so nice. I can't remember his name. He just has tried and tried with me. And I'm like, I'm going to commit this time. But it makes me lispier than I am. And I can't get it right. And I lose them all the time. And I'm overwhelmed. And there is no find app for, I can't tell. Here's the other thing. I can't read the number on the tray. So I don't know which one is goes which side and where I'm at. So I have 15 pairs of teeth in my drawer.
The find the Invisalign is either your pocket or my pocket or your mouth usually.
I found one of them underneath this thing 2 weeks ago.
If you watch us on YouTube. My dog chewed one. Yeah.
So my son has done them perfectly successfully, literally, as he commits and he just does it and he makes no excuses. And I'm not doing great with Invisalign. Okay. So fuck it for the year-end review. I'm going back tomorrow.